Doc Wallach with us this hour from criticalhealthnews.com. And by the way, record hits tonight on that website, and it's still functioning, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number for those of you who need information, whether you're driving or tomorrow or tonight, call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. And we will come back in a moment with Doc Wallach for an hour to go of your phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll get to your phone calls in just a moment as well. This hour, we will take your calls as we talk about your health-related issues. And, you know, also, Doc, I really like the fact that when our truck driver friend called in, it was his daughter who's caring about him so much to get him to listen and call in, and that's important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're starting to see a lot of this. We're in visuals. We'll get the information. They'll have personal benefit, and they start sharing it with their family. They actually are starting to have, like, weekly meetings of the family, and they read a page in one of the books or listen to a CD and talk about these things like we used to in the old days, instead of saying, hey, you better go to the doctor because doctors are the number three cause of death in America.
My mother, who is 88, and she looks like she's in her late 50s, has been into this for her entire life. I used to remember her, Doc, cutting out articles in the newspaper from doctors who would talk about supplementation and things like that. And one day, if you're ever out in the Detroit area, you got to meet her.
I'd love to do
she
that.
She's a fireball. And let's go to the calls now. Sherry is in Saskatoon, Canada. Welcome to the program. Hello there. You're in Saskatchewan. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I have a cat with kidney disease, which vets tell me is common in cats, and I'm wondering what I can feed him in addition to your four tails only pet supplement. I'm wondering if additional niacin would help.
Well, actually, I would rather have you give him, you're thinking correctly, dilate blood vessels, because when cats have a kidney failure, there's really mostly nothing wrong with the kidneys, but the little arteries that carry the dirty blood and the filtering units are plugged. And so I'd rather have, and this what most, is male cat?
Male, actually, it's a Manx cat.
Oh, okay. No, a male. Male, female?
Female.
Female, okay. And so, yeah, the little blood vessels that carry the dirty blood into the filtering units are oftentimes plugged. And so what does the cat weigh? Hello?
Around 12 pounds.
Okay, 12 pounds. Okay. What I would do is give it one half of a Ultimate Daily Classic tablet a day. Break a tablet in half, and you can either grind that up and mix it with something the cat likes, like a little bit of butter or some tuna fish or something like that, or mix it in the food. But one half of a tablet of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets a day, and give that to the cat, and it's going to support the blood flow into the kidneys and make the kidney more efficient. So that's the direction I would go. And you're quite right, and the veterinarian's quite right. It's very common. Kidney disease is very common in cats. And I believe it's because they have a lot of fish in their foods, and the oils oxidize and cause some plaque buildup in the little arteries in the kidneys. And so be sure, yeah, give that tails only. You got it right. That's a great little catalog with the supplements for cats and dogs. And, of course, the critters love it, and it's good for them.
Super. Thanks, Sherry. Good luck with that. Tom's got a little dog called Freddy, little tiny thing. I think it's a Maltese. And whenever you feed him a little snack, a nice little snack, he always goes and eats it, but he hides, Doc, when he does that. How come?
Well, he's probably afraid somebody's going to steal it from him.
Tom's going to take it from him.
Yeah, well, Tom is bigger than the cat.
That's true. Tom, let's go to you for your text or tweet. You can talk about Freddy.
I do not steal from my dog,
no,
Doc.
I know. So
let's go with a text from
Freddy.
Samantha.
Freddy wears a little top hat, by the
Freddy's
way.
Freddy's awesome.
He's got a little tap shoe.
But George, I'd like to see a picture of that.
George was right, though. He takes the food to another part of the house and eats it. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think he's just afraid that somebody's going to steal it from him, and he doesn't want to share.
He's a good dog.
Could it have been, Doc, when, hold on for a sec, Tom, when the dog was growing up, because Tom rescued the dog from shelter, is it possible that you know, the dog didn't have food or it was taken away from him
earlier
on in his life?
Because he's a small dog, a bigger dog take it away from him, and that's kind of a lasting effect on him.
All right, Tommy, go ahead.
I'll have to ask him. So this is a text from Samantha in Long Island. Hey, Doc, food is so important, and I'm wondering if if cream corn is a healthy thing to eat.
Hmm, interesting question. Cream corn, Doc.
Well, cream corn is okay on occasion. And, of course, you have to make sure there's no oils in the cream part. And you have to remember that high corn fructose comes from corn. And so,
well, that's not good, right?
Yeah, right. And so it can cause fatty liver. It can cause all kinds of stuff. And so it's important to do those things like once a month, not every day, and even though it may be your favorite. Those are the things that get you over time. And so it can be a good food as long as you do it, you know, sparingly.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Next up, we go to Joe in Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hi, Joseph. Go ahead.
Hey, Doc. I'd like to ask you about, you know, there's reports of contamination in China at a rate of about 20%, where it's like fully contaminated with mercury, arsenic, et cetera, and cadmium in rice. I'd like to ask you about that and the soil here, which some people say is being also further contaminated by fracking water in places like Pennsylvania and Dakota. And then I'd ask you about the eye doctor case and the debate you had. Mm-hmm. Is this information being disseminated widely among eye doctors?
Yeah, the eye doctor debate and me winning the wager is on a CD called Seeing is Believing. And it is available, you know, when you call the number that George gives out. It's Seeing is Believing. And, of course, we sell so many of those things. They're going all over the world.
Other doctors have, yes, have heard this, to be sure. Yeah. Now, what about contamination in the soil?
Okay, well, contamination in the soil is quite common in areas where there's mining of all kinds. Mining, drilling for oil, drilling for, or digging for minerals and things. And so the important thing is there's so many good counteractants. For instance, selenium is a great counteractant for mercury. Calcium is a very good counteractant for lead. You know that there's a certain amount of contaminants in the water, we also have a filter bottle that has a little filter in the neck you unscrew. You put the dirty water into the bottle, you put the filter on, and then you squeeze the water through that filter into the glass, and so the water out of your tap becomes drinkable.
This would be like something you'd keep if you were camping or in an emergency?
Exactly. I mean, all these people in Puerto Rico, if they had these bottles,
oh my God,
they'd be able
yeah.
to drink water and not worry about somebody delivering them water.
That's right.
Yeah, and so those are available through your Youngevity operator.
Doc, when people come down with some affliction,
mm-hmm.
why is it that mainstream medicine doesn't really try to go the natural way? They simply try to go with pills and medicine like that.
Well, they're taught in school, George, to write prescriptions for pharmaceuticals and also to do surgery. That's what they're taught. So that's their sort of thinking all the time. Now, with the exception of antibiotics, like penicillin can cure syphilis, a bacterial disease. Penicillin, streptomycin can cure bacterial pneumonia or bacterial encephalitis. You can kill salmonella in your intestines. And so antibiotics are the only prescription drugs that cure anything. All other prescription drugs, and most people don't realize this, George, all other prescription drugs are consciously, purposely formulated to relieve symptoms. And because they want to treat you for months or years as opposed to curing you in a week.
And do they help you at all?
Mentioned
the antibiotics.
They can relieve pain. They can, you know, some of these are just like opioids. Why do doctors give people opioids?
Oh, my God. That's an epidemic by itself.
In 2015, 52,000 people in America died from overdoses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the way to deal with it is to just stop writing prescriptions, I would make it illegal to produce opioids.
There's a newsletter out called Health Nut News, put together by a woman who's been on our program, Erin Elizabeth, talking about holistic doctors, naturopathic doctors mm-hmm. who have been murdered or they die strangely. Have you heard about these stories?
I have. The ones that interest me are the ones who are found out in the woods or the forest with a .22 bullet in the back of their head.
Yeah, and they say they committed suicide.
Yeah, I think that these sort of alternative doctors are writing prescriptions for medical marijuana, and they're interfering with the illegal drug industry's business. It's a gang hit kind of thing.
Okay, that's an interesting twist to that. Let's go to Mark in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Mark.
I was diagnosed 2.5 years ago with Parkinson's. I just turned 60, and I'm doing a course of natural therapy on my own study of supplements in addition to standard medicine. Can you offer any suggestions or guidance?
He knows a lot about Parkinson's. Go ahead, Doc.
Sure. Oh, we have a lot of success with that, including David Dietrich, a billionaire up in Moose Jaw, Canada, a very famous case of Parkinson's. But we deal with literally hundreds of them a month. And Parkinson's disease is a deficiency of the brain, of the white matter of the brain. And so what I like to do is have how much do you weigh?
Let me get him back on here, Doc.
Oh, 5'10" at 250, but I am a weightlifter for many years.
Okay, so 250.
Not as bad as it sounds.
Okay, and so we do this by body weight. And so I'd have you take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. I'd also have you take what we call Synaptive. Take 3 of those tablets twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month, that's so the brain cells can communicate with each other. Then I want you to, at 250, I'd like you to eat, say, 6 eggs twice a day, 6 at breakfast, 6 at dinner time. Not fried, not over easy, but poached with a soft yolk, soft scrambled in butter. And then, let's see here, I would also have you take our good herbs, brain support. And let's see, I think that's it. Do that. Don't forget the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of thing twice a day. Stay away from all the bad stuff, all the free radicals. We're talking about fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then do call us every couple of weeks and give us some kind of feedback, because you will notice these symptoms will begin to reduce, even in a couple of weeks.
And some of the symptoms are shaking with Parkinson's,
yeah,
right?
Tremors. Mm-hmm. And some of it's even related to dementia, where you get a little bit of a slow cognition. Let's see, what is that? You have to think and think and to get it to come up to where you can get your thought out and so forth. And these things all go away very predictably. It's a disease. It's easily preventable. You do want to eat high-fat cheeses, you know, like brie and that sort of thing. You want to a stick of butter a day wouldn't be bad either.
Wow, a whole stick?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's quarter of a stick at breakfast, quarter of a stick at lunch, quarter of a half a stick at dinner time. Use a quarter of a stick of butter in coffee instead of heavy whipping cream.
Let me get that number out again. Mark, here's the number in case you couldn't get everything Doc said. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to also get the information. We got lots of people just go to that website just to read health stories and health mm-hmm. news, Doc. It's
yeah, well, a lot
really
of people
beneficial.
Give great testimonies. It's just amazing the things that happen when people get rid of the bad stuff and do the good stuff.
Do more men get Parkinson's than women, or is it equal? What is it?
I think men get more Parkinson's because they don't eat as well as women do. Women tend to pay more attention to their diet. Men will just eat fried foods for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, particularly, you know, truckers like our friend earlier tonight. And I spend a lot of time in truck stops, and boy, the food they eat is just awful. Everything's fried, and it's a mess.
I've been eating for breakfast lately, and I love it. Berries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries mixed in a little bowl. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I like some Greek yogurt with put some fresh blueberries in.
Yeah, a little whipped cream doesn't hurt either, does it?
Whipped cream is good, heavy cream. The French actually live 15 to 20 years longer than we do because they eat high-fat creams and whole milk instead of low-fat milk and cheeses for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 2 glasses of red wine a day.
That helps. Laura in Sacramento, California. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi. George and
hey
Dr. Wallet, thanks
for
taking my
call. Good to
have
you with us. Sure thing.
And the reason why I'm calling tonight is because I'm wanting to find out about low thyroid. I've had this for a number of years, and the medication that the doctor has given me, I just can't take it. I just can't get it regulated. It just makes me feel horrible. Mm-hmm. And so I was just wondering if there was anything along, you know, the products that you have that may help in that area.
Okay.
And I have all the symptoms of the low thyroid, and the one that I think that bothers me the most is probably more on the vanity side, which is a tremendous amount of hair loss. And but I have other symptoms too. I'm tired all the time. I have a dry skin.
Okay, that sounds pretty typical of hypothyroidism, low thyroid. Can you see the swelling on your neck? Do you have obvious goiter?
I do. Well, I did. But I would say it's been about 15 or so years ago. Half of it was removed in surgery because of a goiter.
Yeah, it's kind of like, let's say a weightlifter gets a big bicep and he's tearing his shirt so they cut half his arm off. And it's kind of a weird way to deal with it.
Yeah, and the doctor tells me, well, your numbers are coming up just fine, so you really don't even need to take the Synthroid.
Okay, well, but how much do you weigh?
180.
Okay,
that's another issue, too. I have a very hard time.
How tall are you, Laura?
5'3".
5'3", okay.
5'3", I'd like to see you weigh 115, so we need to lose about, say, 60, 70 pounds here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I would do, get rid of all the bad stuff, and it's different for somebody with a low thyroid. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, you know, the nitrates stuff. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, managed substrate cooking oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, or rye, and oats that can absorb the nutrients. And that may be one of the reasons why you didn't respond to the medicines early on. But also, you need to stay away from cruciferous vegetables because they do interfere with thyroid function. We're talking about cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. All that's got to go.
Yeah, I just read that.
And then 180 pounds, I'd have you take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. That covers a lot of territory. I'd also have you take what we call Ocean's Gold, which is specifically formulated to give the thyroid things that it loves. I'd have you take 2 of those bottles a month. It's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight, so 3 of those tablets at breakfast and 3 at dinner time. And also the good herbs, the thyroid support. Good herbs, I take 2 doses a day, so it'd be 2 bottles a month of the good herbs tinctures for thyroid support. And then, you know, give us a call every couple of weeks and we'll walk you through this. This is pretty straightforward.
Well, and I love your follow-up service for people too, Doc. I mean, that it's really helpful for so many people
to be able to talk to tweaking, somebody. Absolutely.
And it's just, where did we first meet? Was it one of the Chicago health shows, or was it Contact in the Desert years
ago? Contact in the Desert actually came later for me. It was actually the healthy, what was it?
It was in Chicago,
Paul,
I think.
Yeah, Paul Andrews' stuff.
Yep. The health fairs.
Yep, exactly.
And
I was always very impressed. I always loved sitting in the audience and listen to your lectures.
Well, I always loved watching you have lunch, which would be 92 pills or something like that. Which is something else. Doc, stay with us. We're going to come back. Final segment to go. Final phone calls as well. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. And again, I know lots of you have been trying to call in and you can't get through. Here's a phone number to talk to individuals to help you. That's what it's all about. 1-855-949-RADIO. Just dial it out. Or 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, Critical Health News, until he joins us again sometime next month. I can't believe, Doc, how fast this year is going.
It is going because we're busy. We're busy. When you're busy, it goes fast.
You know what? I think you're right, because it tends to go a little slower when you're not as busy, but this year has been just going crazy. Maybe that's because we're busy, like you said.
Well, people are interested in your message, George, and everywhere I go, people say, I heard you on Critical Health. I heard you on George and Norrie. I heard you on Coast to Coast. Everywhere I go around the world, they all listen to you, so I really appreciate your hospitality.
Final text or tweet from Tom Danheiser for you, Doc. What do you have, Tom?
We have a tweet from UptightYogi48.
I love these names.
Hey, Doc, I still do plain gelatin like you recommended to do. I have not heard you mention it lately. Can you please talk about it?
Sure. Well, we actually have a shake called Fit Shake. It's a bone broth which has the gelatin in it. It's one of my favorites. And you go back, way back, a couple hundred years ago when they began to commercially use gelatin, which was boiling hooves and horns of cattle and bones of sheep and pigs and so forth. And it's collagen. It's a type of a bone protein, and it's the matrix. It's sort of the rebar of bone, if you will, that the minerals get laid down on. It's very, very important to the maintenance and growth of bones. And, of course, you know, we have chondroitin sulfate and hyaluronic acid. And so cartilage and is primarily collagen, okay? And so this is the gelatin. It was a common thing people knew a long time ago to take it, and they would simmer bones in their soup and whatnot and drink that. Everybody else would drink the soup, and Grandpa would eat the gelatin that was left after you simmered the bones in vinegar for a day. And so, but it's collagen. So by the time we add the hyaluronic acid and the chondroitin sulfate in there, MSM, and these kinds of things, we come up with what we call the bone broth shake, and also the glucogel is our commercial name for it, but it does have the gelatin in it, but it's just one of like four other ingredients that are necessary for maximum benefit, maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. They're all kind of related, and it's a little more complex, but that's what we had in the beginning. We had a commercial source of calcium. It was a calcium-enriched orange juice out of the market. And then, we had gelatin and our minerals, and we started very primitively. I remember talking commercially 40 years ago, and when the first Dead Doctors Don't Lie audio cassette tape came out, wasn't even a CD yet, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, we talked about the gelatin, because that's all we had.
I bought for a fellow that I just think the world of. He works in Los Angeles, is a valet, mm-hmm. and he's got sore knees, and he's in his late 40s. And I got him some glucogel from Marge, one of your associates. Mm-hmm. And, I basically think that that's going to help his sore knees. What do you think? Did I do right?
Well, you did right. That'll definitely help his knees. Now, if he wants maximum benefit, I'd give him the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, which has the 90 in it plus the glucogel. You're going to get maximum benefit then.
Okay, let's go to final calls. Dan's in San Francisco now. Hey, Daniel, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, George. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually calling for my mother. She's 94 years old.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, thank you. She's in good shape, but here's the problem. About 2-3 years ago, she came down with some form of edema. She's gone through all kinds of tests, imaging tests. They tested her heart, her kidneys, and everything seems to be working fine. So she's had a round of antibiotics. The doctor has basically given up on her and said, well, you're just going to have to live with it. There's no cure for this.
Okay, now, are you talking about edema in her legs?
Yeah, the left leg, just the left leg.
And, Doc, explain what the edema is to people who might not know.
Okay, well, edema is fluid outside of the blood system. It's just kind of a fluid in between the cells. It could be under the skin, could be in the muscles.
Hurts the joints, doesn't it?
It can hurt the joints, and it makes you feel like your legs are heavy. They don't work real well because all that fluid in the wrong place is what it amounts to.
All right, what causes that?
Okay, it could be a low protein. And somebody who's 94 years old, I can see where they might not eat enough eggs and not enough red meat and that sort of thing. So you want to make sure she's getting plenty of protein here. What does she weigh again?
She's about 109-110 right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's good for
yep.
you, Doc.
Well, I would make sure she's eating, say, two eggs twice a day. It can be soft scramble and butter would be my preference. I would also give her, let's see here, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, and I would divide everything in half, give her a half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner time. And then, again, don't forget those eggs. I just can't get that protein up. That alone will get the edema to go away. But then also you want to support the liver and the kidneys. And I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I'd go ahead and let her have three of those twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month. They're going to support healthy blood flow through the kidneys, support healthy blood pressure, and also help reduce that edema. Sometimes I call it dependent edema. Does she have any high blood pressure or heart disease at all?
No, she doesn't have a heart disease. So she was tested for that.
Mm-hmm.
And her heart seems to be fairly healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, she's basically, her doctor has said, you just have to live with this.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Yeah, 94 years old, we can't have her with this edema, the water in the wrong place. So one last thing I would throw in, and that would be the Cardio FX. Cardio FX is a blend of herbs that help the heart perform more efficiently. And I'd go ahead and let her take two of those twice a day, be one bottle a month of the Cardio FX, and it'll make her heart beat more efficiently and help move that fluid around so it's not just hanging around just in her legs.
All right, Dan, and again, if you missed anything, call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Great people on the other end of the line when you get through. They get inundated with phone calls, Doc, when you're on, because I get a phone sheet report the next day. And, I mean, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls.
Well, this is a service, and I just am very, very proud of you and respect you so highly that you're making this service available to people. And because of the death spiral of the Affordable Health Care Act, we're getting 10,000 new patients a month now. It is like crazy. And so people are coming looking for help because the drugs only relieve symptoms. They don't really get to the bottom of the problem, whereas the nutrition and change of diet gets to the bottom of the problem and makes people feel better, they're healthier, they're more functional, and we're going to add many healthful years to life.
Doc, I want to point this out, too. I think it's important that people would know that, you know, you've been sponsors of our show for years, but you do not pay for these segments that you're on or Ben Fuchs. Those are things that we do
as
a news thing for you guys and for the public.
And we're very proud of you. And, of course, I personally don't make any money from the sale of the product, so I'm not
giving
products out to make money.
That's correct. I mean, they're sponsors of the program. You hear their commercials every once in a while. But, you know, when they're on here, it's a segment we put on for your benefit. And I want people to know that. I got an email from somebody that said, how much do they pay for that segment? And, and you don't. Let's go to Deborah in Peoria, Illinois. Welcome to the program. Hi, Deborah. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Norrie.
Hi there,
Doc
Deb.
Wallach. I just love your show. Everybody does. Who doesn't? But I just had a heart attack the 21st of August.
Oh, my.
And they just told me yesterday I have type 2 diabetes. I've had some health issues for the last, since at least 2006, 2007.
Did they say how many arteries were blocked in you, Deborah?
They did two stents and one artery.
Two stents, okay.
And but my problem is I'm not big on prescription drugs.
What were your symptoms when you had the heart attack?
Actually, I was shocked. I had soreness in my arm for about 2 or 3 days before. And across my chest, it felt like I had just a lot of pressure.
And sometimes you think maybe you pulled yourself moving or something like that.
Yeah, because I've been taking care of my mother, and I do a lot of pulling and lifting there.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've put me on, five or seven prescription drugs.
And we don't need to go through all of them.
You name it.
Okay, so you have type 2 diabetes. You had stents put in, so you have obstructive artery disease in the heart. And I missed one. There was another thing you said that I didn't catch.
I just was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes, Doc.
No, I got that. Okay, so type 2 diabetes and obstructive artery disease.
And the heart issue.
Yeah, and how much do you weigh?
I'm overweight because I've been out of commission since about 2007, and I've gained a lot of weight. I'm 192 on a 5'1 frame.
And a 5'1", I'd like to see you weigh 110, so we need to lose about 80 pounds.
That's doable, Doc, isn't it?
Yep, that's doable. Absolutely. So here we go. Get your pen and paper out. None of the bad foods, because that's what got you in trouble with the blocked arteries and the diabetes. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, carby, spam, chorizo, all that's got to go. No oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, sausage, and cooking oils. Cook with butter and water. Bake, roast, steam, poach, and then no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You have diabetes, right? So you got to give up sugar. No juices, no molasses, no honey, no agave syrup, none of that stuff. And then from a supplement standpoint, at 190 pounds, close to 200 pounds, I'd have you take two, again, of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, because you have so many things going on here, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, full dose filling twice a day. You want to get the Sweeties, you can take three of those twice a day, and that'll be 2 bottles a month. And they're designed to support healthy blood sugar and healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. Take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself, and as your blood sugar drops, reduce your medication as you've been taught to do. And let's see here. The weight, I would go ahead and take the Rev, just add the Rev. It's a dropper bottle. Get two of those a month because it's one per 50 pounds you need to lose.
What's it called, Doc? Rev?
Rev, like rev your engines.
All right.
Okay. Put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. Put a second dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes before the meal. Let it absorb through oral tissues. Don't swallow it. If you do swallow it, it will not hurt you, but you won't get maximum benefit. Now, if you do this all correctly, you'll begin to lose within a couple of days, only a couple of days, you'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And I get ladies who are 588 pounds in their year height, you know, 5'1", 5'2", they weigh 588 pounds.
588 pounds?
Yes, sir. And they'll lose 2 pounds a day. And, you know, in a year and a half, 2 years, they're down below 200 pounds. Another 6 months, they're down to 140. No drugs, no surgery, no exercise. Just supplementation.
What happens to the skin, Doc, when you do something?
Oh, they tone right up because you're getting all. That's why I suggested taking the two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, because it will tone up the skin as you lose the weight. The skin tones up. I've never had anybody have to get any surgery. Even when they're losing 200, 300, 400 pounds, because I get a lot of 600-pound people, and they'll lose 400 pounds very quickly.
Jeez.
And they do not have to have any surgery for saggy, baggy skin, because as you lose the weight, it tones up when you're taking the 90 essential nutrients.
And, Deborah, we're going to give out a number before Doc's off the air again where you can call and people are instructed to help you with information, much like Doc has been doing. Let's go to Sam, first-time caller in Philadelphia. Hi, Sam. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, George.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, listen, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your program for years.
Thank you, Sam.
You're the greatest thing out there, believe me. You're helping the whole world. Dr. Wallach,
yes, sir.
I just want to ask you a couple questions about my wife has recently been diagnosed as having some shadows on her lungs, on her breast, I'm sorry, and she has fluid on her lungs. And
okay, I missed what she said she had on her breast. She had what?
They found a couple of spots on her breast.
Okay.
And she's a cancer survivor, but they just discovered this within the last 2 months.
Wow.
And in addition to some liquid around the heart, some fluid around the heart, and fluid in her lungs.
Okay, how much does she weigh?
She weighs about 158, or 5'7".
Okay, 5'7", 158. All right.
Girl.
So let's get her off all the bad stuff. Let's get her off the bad stuff, which contributes to cancer and obstructive artery disease and all kinds of stuff.
And explain what the bad stuff is again, though.
Okay, again, the bad stuff is fried foods, nothing fried, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, all the deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, that kind of stuff.
Again, I love that stuff. Jeez. That'll be my doing, I'm sure.
Yeah, got to watch it, though.
Uh-huh.
And no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, cooking oils, because they turn into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides, which cause inflammation, blocks the arteries, causes cancer. And then, and also, she wants to cook her meat medium rare, not well done. When you cook meat well done, it increases your risk of breast cancer specifically by 462%. This was the Nurses' Health Study. 90,000 nurses were in that study. And when they cooked their meat well done, where the fat was seriously browned or burnt, and increase the risk of breast cancer by 462%.
Wow.
So they recommend you just cook your meat medium rare. Do not cook it well done. Then I'd have her take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, because it has allow her to have 6 selenium a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner time. That's all part of those packs. And that's one of your best friends to support your immune system when you have cancer of all kinds, including breast cancer and prostate cancer for men. And then additionally, I'd have her take an antioxidant, a liquid, we call it Z radical, like Z like zebra, dash, and the word radical. It's a blend of super juices and fucoidin from the red marine algae, which is what the Japanese credit as giving them the least are the lowest rate of breast cancer of any culture on Earth, and they have the highest survival rate of breast cancer of any culture on Earth. And so we love this Z-radical. Your wife can take 2 ounces a day, 1 ounce at breakfast, 1 ounce at dinner. They're liquid, so you get 2 quarts a month. And let's see here. I would also throw in another antioxidant, which we call BTT 2.0 tablets. I'd go ahead and take 2 of those twice a day. That'll get her auric points or antioxidant points up above 160,000 a day. And that's kind of the direction she's going to need to go. Let's see here.
You know what we should be doing, too? I think I'm going to talk to the webmaster for criticalhealthnews.com that after you're off our show and you give these advices on specifics, I wonder if they could post that on the website, criticalhealthnews.com, Doc. What do you think?
I don't know. Why not?
You know, that would be an interesting thing for them to do, and they'd have to jot down everything you've said, or they can listen to the show later. But what a great help that would do. Sam, good luck and tackle that situation. We're rapidly running out of time, Doc. People are still calling. I wish we could do this forever sometimes to help so many people, but I want to thank you. Where's your next trip? Where do you go next?
Well, see, I'm leaving Phoenix on Friday for Baltimore, Maryland. We got a big, big series of events up there.
Love Baltimore. My aunt lives there.
Oh, yes. Well, we love it, and we love it. And, of course, we're doing a lot of great things with the United Nations. We're very excited about that. Now, as soon as we tidy some of these things up and really get them to where they're nailed down, I'll let you know all the details because we may want to invite you to do something up there at the United Nations, too.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And, again, the phone number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. But go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Go there now, go there tomorrow, go there whenever you want. And we will come back in a moment as we talk about spirit communications next on Coast to Coast AM.